So, Patsy, let's have a chat about some of the local athletes that will be competing this weekend. We'll start maybe with Mark English going in the men's 800 metres. Mark's been in flying form recently, seems to be getting better actually, and as always, at national level, he'll be hard to beat, I'm sure.
Yes, indeed, and just to clarify the situation about Mark, he's entered in both the 4 and the 8, and it may emerge that he will actually concentrate on the 4. So, but certainly, and that'll be interesting as well, you know, to see how he compares to the top 2 or 3 400 meter runners in the country, etc. So that'll be interesting. Yes, he is going extremely well, and if he decides to go on the 800 meters, he'll be out there to build on that great record that he has of winning national 800 meter titles.
Yeah, and Fintan Dewhurst, he's back from competing for Ireland at the European Under 23 Championships. Didn't quite go his way in the heat in the 400 meter hurdles, but I'm sure it'll be a good learning curve for him. He'll be looking to get amongst the medals this weekend.
He will, and it may not be easy either, because at the end of the day he did have an injury going into the Europeans, obviously. So to what extent has he recovered from that, and so on. So, but he is a possible medalist in the 400 meter hurdles. So we'll just have to wait and see. But he did compete and he did qualify for the Under 23 European Championships, which in itself was a positive. But let's see how he's recovered from his injury.
Finn Valley's Arlene Crossan, she'll be going in the 400 metres and the 400 metre hurdles. What kind of performance are we expecting from Arlene?
Well, we have to be looking for a medal. She's entered in both the 4 and the 400 hurdles. Should she go in the 400 metre hurdles? Yes, you would anticipate that she would medal, most definitely, and in the 400 metres, just to make an impact, big time to make an impact, because she was a member of that 4x4 relay team, really and truly been serious about it. She would need to be putting a marker down for future 4x400 metres relay squads, That's where that target would be, but certainly a medal in the 400 metre hurdles is a serious possibility.
And Lauren Callaghan, she'll be going on the long jump. She'll be hopeful of getting a medal, will she?
Yeah, indeed she will, and she won the National Indoor Championships, and honoured on the day she could win the long jump. She had a great indoor championships, over 6 metres, she holds the gold record. Personal best performances, very dedicated young athlete, travelled through Europe through the summer months to prepare for the National Senior Championships. So fingers crossed now that she can bring good form into the Senior Championships, and most definitely if she can hit that board and hit it right, she certainly has a possibility to win the long jump, but certainly at least get a medal.
John Kelly, he's been going well in the shot put recently. We know John had his troubles for a long time with injury, but is there a national title in him this weekend?
Well, there's always a national title in him. He had won the national title on a number of occasions previously. There's always a battle between him and an American-based athlete called Eric Favors, who's actually throwing a bit better than him at the moment. But most definitely, what we would be looking to John for certainly is a medal, silver medal possibly, if he can't get the gold, and get himself over 18 metres again, which is very respectable shot putting. He's been, since he was a young boy, he's been setting records, setting markers, winning championships. Indeed, he went to the World Championships, one of the few, very, very few Donegal athletes that qualified for a World Championship track and field a couple of years ago in Portland. He is back from Sweden for the championships.
In terms of other local athletes, anybody else that we should be looking out for?
Well, we're looking out for Adrienne Gallen. She's likely to pick up a medal in the hammer, I would imagine. She has done previously, and she through the age groups, underage groups, through the season, both herself and her sister Kiva, both of whom are entered, Lifford Strabane athletes, both of them will be competing, which is fair play to them, and let's see if indeed Adrienne can get herself a medal, which I think she can in the hammer.
Yeah, so the National Senior Track and Field Championships, it's always a great occasion, and the local athletes will be all going down there looking forward to a great weekend, and it should really be a great occasion as always.
Absolutely. I mean, one athlete that I neglected to mention is Summer Leckie. She has an absolutely brilliant record, winning titles over the years since she was a young lady in that high jump. So she will be under pressure, certainly, but she certainly is good enough for a medal. Her form hasn't been great lately, but we'll have to just wait and see on the day.
That's great, Patsy. We'll be, I'm sure, touching base with you over the weekend, and hopefully you'll be bringing us news of some local medals here from the Track and Field Championships.
Hopefully, certainly so. All right then, Mark.